Do you have a best impersonation? I don't even remember if we did this in the 01. Like,
I'm trying to think.
I mean, just like the basic
British.
Yeah, no. People do accents sometimes. People do,
hello, governor.
Hey, Roland. Well, the thing when we do the British thing is we just, it starts off with a little bit, but then it just gets, you can't even understand what we're saying.
It gets like more Cockney.
Hey, Roland. What is it all about?
Are you guys going to go try those peaky fucking blinders over there?
But less intelligible. Okay. It's got to get less. So it's just noises.
I would say basically like the basic bitch downtown. I'm like, oh my god.
You know what
I
mean?
Like, I do say that a lot. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even saying god. I don't know. I'm really not an impersonation guy.
Makes sense. Wait, oh my god.
Well, oh my god.
Omicron's coming around.
Yeah.
Like, Omicron.
Look out for Omicron.
I honestly, if I would have been more prepared, I would have worked on my Mel Gibson.
How would that, what about your Nicholas?
You don't have an Amazon missile.
You know? I just love the Patriot. You know?
As so I said, aim small, miss all.
Speaking of Mel Gibson, I watched Braveheart for the first time the other night. It's on Netflix right now. It's on Netflix.
It's amazing.
And oh, it's so good.
I need to watch that. Good. I've never watched all the way through.
It was great.
Me neither.
It's pretty good.
February, let's do it. Because I can drink during that time.
Yeah, I would do that. That'd be fun.
Can't watch that movie sober.
Can we do stuff like that this year? Can we just like have movie nights with our friends?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's certain movies that you, like, I swear to God, I prefer to watch movies in a movie theater because it's less distracting. Like, if I have something on Netflix, if there's certain movies where you can't, you have to watch like fully pay attention to, and Braveheart is definitely one of them. Because if you look down for your phone for like 5 minutes and you miss a part, you're like, what's happening?
No, they're Scottish now.
Not going to lie. That literally happened to me when I was watching. I got 20 minutes in and I realized when I was 20 minutes in, I was like, I have no fucking clue what's going on. And I pulled up Wikipedia to read the plot line, and then I went back, be like, okay, now we're good.
Yeah. You guys probably all, I would assume the three of you love Nicolas Cage a similar amount.
Yeah. I do.
Well, one of my favorite movies, if I'd say it's a top five.
It's gotta be Gone in 60 seconds, right?
No, 60 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, the car. Eleanor.
Yeah, he's a huge car guy. There. Huge car guy.
By the board, the goal of Tipsy.
That is a great movie, though.
Where? Oh yeah,
piece of printer paper. Beautiful picture. Taped to the wall.
I love National Treasure.
Me too.
Because of how absolutely fucking ridiculous it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
how he's.
Well, his new movie's coming out about himself, and he's playing himself.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Shocked.
Which is like he literally turned a meme concept into a movie. I mean, he's my hero.
Yeah, he's.
Well, I love how he'd be like. He'd be like, wait, Starbucks, stars. Nebula, Neptune, God of the Sea, Trident. Oh my God.
It's bubble gum.
It's Trident gum. That's what it is. That's the answer right there. The Trident factory.
Who's the CEO of Trident? We have to kill them.
They're like, we need to skip. We need to skip about 30 minutes of this movie of you putting these things together. It's like, maybe I just do it real quick. Maybe I just figure it out. They're like, well, what would that look like? That.
Yeah.
Who needs a montage? You got me. I'll just montage it for you in my mind.
I'll just point out random things that are just selectively
placed.
How's
Elvis?
Yeah.
I was trying to do Nicolas Cage and just turn into Elvis, so I'm not going to try again.
Funny.
There's, I don't even know.
So good.
I always just say, I could eat a peach for hours from face off. You're like, ew, this dude's disgusting.
You know what? I take it back. I don't like Nicolas Cage anymore.
Yeah. When him and John Travolta switch faces.
And if you think about it, he's...
Oh, my God,
he's
Drew.
He's technically playing both characters.
Yes.
Because he is John Travolta, and John Travolta is playing him, but he's playing...
He's the good guy.
Oh, yeah. So it's like Ryan Reynolds and that. Jason Bateman. In
maybe because like you're thinking about how they're playing
they
the other person.
They switch faces?
It's kind of weird.
Well, they switch bodies. They're both taking a piss in a fountain, and then there's like a lightning strike or something, and then they end up like switching bodies. So then... Jason Bateman's character becomes Ryan Reynolds and vice versa.
Oh, that's really funny.
Speaking of which, I was
it's face off. They ripped it off.
I was doing a two in Fort Worth and on the toilet, because you're talking about toilet stuff. I'm sitting there, minding my own business, and the female bathroom was behind us. Someone sat on the toilet. My toilet went up about 5 inches. It was like a seesaw.
Ooh,
they got
what?
Off. They got off the toilet. The toilet went down.
What?
I was like, what is up with this place?
His feet comes off the ground.
Yeah, that would have horrified me.
I didn't even know that could even happen.
Like, someone sits on that other side of the wall hard enough. It's just gonna
it's just somehow
burst
on one.
It was very, yeah. Jesus. I was just like, because when it went up, I was like, the fuck just happened?
That is crazy.
And then all of a sudden, I dropped down. I was like,
okay. Like, no one's going to believe this just happened.
Yeah.
And say, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Jesus. Oh. I'm just going to squeeze right by you guys here.
I just, gosh, shit.
I don't know why this popped into my head, but when I went to Bonnaroo, I went there like 4 years in a row, I believe, way before I moved to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I opened up this Porter John one time. Well, I opened up two and it was the same scenario, but you open a door and the shit was like stacked up out of the toilet.
Oh,
so that means people had to stand on top and shit down into it. Like up out of the hole.
I don't want to go to Bonnaroo anymore. No, I do want to go to Bonnaroo though.
I'm not having fun anymore.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
So we're at the age, I think, and this is not a bougie thing, that if we go to Bonnaroo, we got to get VIP. Even if it's entry level.
VIP. I've never been
either, but I'd like to go.
Yeah, it's gotten a little bit more. I know I sound like the typical guy, but like the last couple of years I went, Widespread Panic used to do like every Sunday. Or if they'd be accompanied by some jam band. And as it's been getting progressively bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, it's a lot more like Coachella-y vibes than... Because in the past when I went, you would have more organic kind of music too as well. Like, and now it's just mega like capitalizing on that.
Yeah.
Just fine. I mean, they're getting successful. I get that.
Do what you do.
There's a little bit less magic.
Yeah, I get that.
When I first went there, there was a guy, he had a ladder out in the middle of a walkway by the food concession area. And he had a bucket of paint, blue paint, and he was painting the sky. And just paint, blue paint dripping all over him. I'm like, that dude's tripping his balls off.
That is,
but it was dope.
Hey, at least he's not like
that. Could have been $1 million TikTok right there.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
That's fucking great. At least he wasn't.
Did it look like he was painting the sky from the right angle?
Yeah,
make love to like a tree.
I mean, I was also stoned, so I mean, you know, I picked up
a brush and joined him.
Yeah,
if you kind of like angle it, you'd be like, wow, all right.
Like squint. And squint. He said his name is Leo.
I love that.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, man.
He probably was.
All right. Well, I think that brings us to our little segments here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Mikey.
You have another question?
I do.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. If I'm not back soon.
I was going to say, I'm in.
Just wait longer.
Soon here, too. Mikey, what's your dream? You know, when it comes to music, like what your ultimate dream as a musician?
No,
what's that look like?
I've thought about that. I kind of came up with the concept about, I think like 3 years ago, I think I was actually in Vegas when we were playing Losers out there, and I was just walking around the city and thinking about it. And I think for me personally, a lot of people, you know, they have dreams of like, you know, I want to win a Grammy. I want to write a number one, or for even instance, like I want to play the Opry. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if people do that, I feel like you're almost setting yourself up for failure in a way, because when you get to that goal, what next? And it's like you're setting yourself up to almost be sad a little bit. Not saying that's for everyone, but in my mind, I'm like, I was like, okay, if we take away the things, like, I was like thinking, I'm like, just inspiring people would be more so my dream, because it there's no cap on that,
right?
And it's not like an ego thing, like, oh, dude, I inspire people. I'm like, if I'm playing downtown, and I thought about this one of my first times living here, I sat in at Honky Tonk Central. Forget what band it was, but I knew the bass player at the time, and they got a request for Cocaine by Eric Clapton. And he's like, dude, you want to play this? The guitar player doesn't know. And I'm like, yeah, because I used to play that shit all the time back in my old band. And I played it, and this guy walked up to me after, and he's like, dude, you inspired me to pick up my guitar again.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, okay, so if I can inspire at least even one person in a week playing music, you can change the vibrations of that guy's life, because maybe he picks up his guitar again, and then years down the road he has a kid, and then his dad's like, hey dad, what's that over there? And then like the trickle down
butterfly effect.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's like endless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe he was like having a bad night, and like him and his wife were fighting, and he was like a little too drunk, and he's like, when I get outside, I'm gonna start a fight in the middle of the street. And then he saw you, he's like, wait a minute, I love this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cocaine puts you in such a better mood.
Anytime someone tells you that they're inspired by you or something you've done, that's such a good feeling.
Well, I mean, and recently I've learned too, and this is like over the last couple of years, it took me a long time for me to accept compliments, because as a people pleaser, you can confuse compliments with, like, you don't ever want to give a glimpse of, like, ego.
Right.
Like, because it almost feels, you feel guilty in a way. In my, from my personal experience, but I've learned as I've gotten older, if people compliment you, sometimes they could even get offended if you don't take the compliment. Yeah. So you're better off being like, dude, thank you so much. It means the world to me, which took a long time for me to accept, because I'd be like, I'd always downplay myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like typical musicians saying, no, dude, no, there's tons of other better guitar. I'm like, no, because apparently he went out of, I mean, not apparently, he went out of his way to compliment you.
Yeah.
So just take it and run with it and just be like, just be appreciative. That's one thing I've learned as I've gotten older. But yeah, when it comes down to my dream, I would say just keep playing guitar for a living because I love it. And if I inspire someone along the way, then I've done my part as my, as a human being on this planet.
Do you have a, is there, like, if you could choose one person that you could play with, play for, like, you know, play dream venue, like, where would your ultimate venue
definitely
artist be?
Would be Matchbox 20 at Red Rocks.
Nice.
Damn.
Hell yeah. Rob Thomas,
that'd
baby.
That'd be sick.
I've never been. I've never seen Red Rocks.
I've never been there either. Or seen it show there or anything.
Seen on Google.
We were close, apparently, in Denver, but we didn't want to.
I've been there, but I haven't seen a show.
Or
there.
The Gorge is sick.
Yep. Oh,
Dave
yeah,
Matthews plays there. Cool.
I played the Gorge.
You
really?
Did?
But not really. I played
it was an Applebee's
played,
next to the Gorge.
I played an Applebee's.
Guitar Hero.
Applebee's at the Gorge. the Gorge by Applebee's. I played Watershed with Austin Burke, and we played we played the side stage, so we didn't have the sick view behind us, but we did get to go in the artist area. And the artist area, you just walked out of the tent and that whole view was there. We were like behind the main stage a little bit, and that was, I remember telling people, I didn't realize how cool it was to play here until we got here. I knew people were like, oh, the Gorge is cool, but
I feel like
Red Rocks is cool.
This is just me under a rock. I mean, I've only heard of Dave playing there. I don't really hear of anyone else playing there, like Red Rocks.
They pretty much just use it just like, they just set up a stage. Like, I don't, it's not really like a venue. It was just like grassy hills and stuff with big, So I think they just do shows there, and I don't think the stage stays there.
Yeah, they just probably build
like
it.
Red Rocks is built into the thing.
Yeah. Right.
It's like awesome. Actually so like cool. a venue. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Before we go into our segments, I forgot to bring this up. Well, you guys just went on tour with Tyler Braden.
Oh yeah,
for like 3 weeks straight.
Yeah,
out west, saw a lot of cool things. You lived on a bus together. How was that? What was that like?
I mean, it was life changing. I mean, for you get to do that. You never think. I mean, I moved here for Broadway. I didn't move here to play with an artist. You know, and just kind of happened, and then you do the arena tour thing, the thing that you never thought in a million years you would ever do. I mean, the perspective of being on a stage and looking into an arena versus, I mean, I've been to so many shows like in arenas, but I get to play it and look out there and see it. And my dad got to come out to Washington and help me carry my pedal board off stage, like of an arena
that's
show.
Cool.
I mean, and on top of that, saw the Opry. I'm like,
yeah.
As a dad, that's always supported me, no matter what I've done with music.
Yeah.
There, I don't know. That was like the coolest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Such a great moment.
And you get to do it with my best friends too. I mean, like, how do you, not just as like a hired guitar player, like that I showed up and auditioned for. It's like all these people have seen me at literally my lowest and highest points as a human being.
That's what I've loved so much about you guys is, you know, with you guys and your band and everything you guys do, like it's all, you guys are all just best friends.
Yeah.
Like it's not even like that. You guys are just like, oh, you've been essentially business partners co-workers, you could say, for so long. It's like, no, you guys have been friends for so long, and you just happen to all play music together.
And
it's
like, I'm lucky too. Like
such a sick,
you guys know how much I hate my brother and how I wish that he was never born, but it is
at Ralph.
I don't know that anyone in the world knows really the dumb bullshit I've done to get to this point. So like there's moments, it's really cool to have like that dude on the road, because I'll like, we walk into the arena and I'm like looking at the first one. I'm like, dang, and I like look at him and he's looking at me and I'm like, he actually does know how this feels. Like he saw me play at a club for 30 people in Rhode Island and I put a capo on my electric guitar and this guy goes, "Nice capo." And I'll never forget. It's still my favorite story. Ruthless. And I'm like, I respond, I go, "I like the voicings better." Like now I just look like a bitch in front of this kid. I mean, this is like 15 years ago, but like he was there. He was in my first band.
So funny.
Even having Dean there, like, you know, we met on a cover gig in Vegas at Losers, and we were playing the Losers stage, and we were just degenerates.
Blackout.
He saw me at the end of like single Mikey face, which I was just tequila.
I had been touring with Austin Burke, and then Henry was like, "Come out and do like the acoustic duo with me. Then you could do like rhythm electric and kind of like co-front when the band comes out." And I had met the guys before, like casually, like in Midtown, but we were not friends.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, okay, so from here on out, if I'm not with Austin, I'm playing with these guys whenever I can.
Yeah.
Well, we were all like single at the time too, and just a bunch of young dudes playing.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh yeah, I just remember being like, "Who's this like sexy boy band just throwing down?" Like, it was crazy. It was nuts. I had just never been a part.
You should have downloaded that like Spanish app back then. You could have said "No me abafete." That means "Don't slap me" in Spanish.
Ooh.
I'm gonna write that down for me.
No me abafete.
I'm gonna say that a couple times every morning, for sure. But, yeah,
inside joke.
Keep my mouth shut on that one.
I think it is crazy, like almost doing the big stuff, like doing the big arenas and stuff like that too. Like it's awesome, but then it also makes you appreciate like Broadway too. Like there's still like, I know everyone shits on Broadway, but there are people who dream their whole life of coming to Nashville, and maybe they wanted to go to the Opry, but like couldn't get a ticket or couldn't afford one really. Like, but they could go down to the Broadway and see a band for free. And if they want a tip to hear their favorite song, they can. Like, we just get so lost in like the dumb bachelorettes, and of course they're there and it's fine. And like, once you're old and you like don't care about,
you know, recently, like, it's been really good. And over the summertime, I kind of want to do a study on it. Over the summertime I was wearing cut-offs,
lab coat.
And I was wearing my glasses inside because eye contact's personal for me.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to like look up into people's eyeballs while I'm playing. It just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Sure.
Unless I'm drinking tequila.
Is this turning anyone else on, or is it just me?
Hot soldier.
But yeah, so I was wearing my glasses inside just so I could like look around without people seeing me look around, whatever. And I was wearing my backwards hat. So I have my backwards hat on, my Ray-Bans and cut off. And these women were being so mean to me.
Yeah.
Like they had no idea how to talk to me. They were just approaching me. They're harassing me, just saying like just really dumb shit. Like one girl kept like, they would, and it's little shit, like pressing my pedal board buttons.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
are you serious?
Messing with my mic stand.
We have a theory that because he was wearing Ray-Bans on stage at 11 o'clock at night in his cutoff, that maybe they thought he was an asshole.
Which makes sense. Which is probably why they were talking to me like that, because they thought maybe
doesn't give them the right.
You know what I mean? That maybe that's my like love life. Maybe I am an asshole because I'm looking, they're basically labeling me.
Right.
So ever since I've stopped wearing my hat backwards and glasses inside and sleeves.
That's wild.
People are, maybe it's a curly hair. Maybe I'm less threatening with curly hair.
Thank God
you say those sleeves.
Where were they from? Did you
put them back on?
Where this group of...
Mikey's also just very attractive. I mean, it's very disarming, and girls just forget how to be a person. It's just very
putty in his hands.
They're just like, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, "Stop it." And they're like, "You're mean." And they're like, "Take off your glasses." And then he's like stone cold Steve Austin off the top rope.
You know what it is? Here's another thing. Girls are very mean to each other, which is an obvious thing. I think there's a thing in the girl community, and I could be wrong, especially on social media, where girls that maybe don't feel as confident wear aviators. So in there, you know, you ever see girls' Instagrams, like, and all their photos have them wearing glasses?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, been on Tinder. So like, been on Tinder and there's Tom Cruise photos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So in my mind, maybe that's why they'd be like, "Take your glasses. Let me see without your glasses on."
Mm-hmm.
So I would take them off and they'd be like, "Oh," I'm like, "Okay. I don't have crossed eyes. I'm not missing an eyebrow or some shit. I don't know."
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they think I'm only attractive because I have a hat on and glasses, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And because he would, I'm just kidding. I was going to
Well, also,
we have to term that as the blank effect. So you got to think of that.
Yeah.
Well, I do like, I mean, hey, And I think anyone that plays guitar, women love it. They like go to a show. If you're playing guitar and you're just shredding right in their face,
out the mop.
Exactly.
You said Captain Bob.
Break out the mop.
Oh,
no.
The floor gets a little wet.
Rachel said she would never date a musician, but here I am, you know.
There you are. Just doing it. Yeah.
Doing it.
Fuck yeah.
Be fair, I do play Call of Duty more than guitar. So do it. I'm more of a gamer than musician.
Gamer slash musician.
Slash meme lord.
That's right.
You should, that should be your profile.
At gamer slash musician slash meme lord.
Yes, at Handy Rouser.
One thing I forgot to mention too, for everyone's listening. Go to tipsymusic.com, sign up for our newsletter, which will be coming out, I think, February.
We're getting a newsletter?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got blogs coming out.
Drew's
written two of them. We've got some other people coming on board for that.
I want to do shit.
Giveaways.
Dean, if you want to be a writer or ghost writer,
I would do that too.
Yeah, we'll cut this from the we'll cut this from the episode. That way people never know.
We really want to be more involved.
You can write under Handy Rouser.
Sure.
Y'all can
write under Handy Rouser.
I would love that.
Yeah, dude, let's.
There's a lot.
I'm not doing everything.
And I guess I might as well announce something.
Let's go.
Well, for the entertainment company I'm working for now too, called Scene Entertainment. That's S-E-E-N. Going to be doing a lot of, you know, anywhere from making movies and TV shows and commercials or any type of production to managing talent to booking talent to actually.
Can you make a tuna fish? I'm sorry, Drew. I didn't mean to disarm. I'm excited for you.
I'm sorry.
Guy gets half a beer.
Come on,
and
Drew.
Dean, you drive a BMW.
First of all,
I almost made a joke because Scott lemonade today at lunch, and I said so. Backstage at the Opry, they had lemonade at the family room, and I'm like, every time I see someone drinking lemonade, I'm like, man, that lemonade is pretty good. But have you ever had the lemonade backstage at the Opry? it's so refreshing and crisp. Oh.
You just got to try it. Never will. No, there's no reason for you to try.
They actually import the lemons from Tijuana, Mexico.
Do you think it comes from Costco? Like
it's Red lemons mixed with salad? Johnny Cash's tears.
I literally almost said that joke. It's unbelievable that you did that. Honestly, I was going to say Johnny Cash's tears were used to brew it. But
me and Mikey are turning into the same person.
Yeah. You guys,
what did you started singing a rock? I said something.
Oh,
and
we
you
built the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We said something about.
It's not even a good song.
No, none of us give a shit about that song. And then somebody said something, and I was like, "Oh, I should say we built the city." And Mikey starts singing it. I was like, "What? Are you kidding me? Both of our brains went there. It's crazy. We're turning into the same person.
We're in the same cycle." That's for all the women listeners out there. They get it.
You guys should be like Seal. You'd be Handy. You'd be Rouser.
Yeah. Do you see our hats? Ooh, there you see go. Our matching hats.
Oh yeah.
Wait, which one would be Handy?
Oh, no. I don't know. That's up for debate.
Dean, I'm wondering if you're gonna wear the fucking headphones.
Yeah.
I am. I'm just putting the hat on.
Dean,
so me and Mikey
like
got
he's
these.
A fucking cool teenager.
Because I feel like I'm losing my voice, and if I do this, then I won't yell as much.
Okay.
And even though my voice sounds like that. We were in Montana, and we found these hats that say difficult, and it's a black diamond, which I didn't even like connect. That's why it's difficult.
I heard about these.
And so me and Mikey were joking, like, we should both get these. And whenever we're like fully Dean and Mikey are being annoying, we'll be like, oh, sorry, are we being difficult?
Yeah, and we'll like, back and cross their arms. Fold your arms and like lean up against each other. Like a 90s like sitcom. Yes.
So we're joking about that. And I think I tell Dan, I was like, hey, like, I'm going to go after you. I was like, I'm going to get Mikey that hat because we did a Secret Santa thing and I got Mikey. So I'm like, I'm going to get Mikey the difficult hat.
Of course you get me.
Of course. I know. Come on. Hilarious because Tyler just did a random thing. So I'm like, I'm going to get him the difficult hat. So we're giving him out. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to give this to Mikey. And I give it to him and they go, oh, and Ben had Dean. And then Ben caught on and got it for me.
Wow.
And so now we both have the difficult hats.
I literally did not realize that either of you two were wearing those hats until just now.
I know.
Perfect. You started talking about it.
And we are also both wearing black hoodies and black joggers. And you're wearing black Adidas and wearing black Nikes. Yeah, whatever.
And you both drive BMWs.
I
have had the lemonade backstage.
Circle back to that.
Drew,
I'd like to point out that I have too.
The only reason I drove my BMW here was because I couldn't drive two BMWs here. Okay. So just saying, Mikey said he wanted to take a photo when we first talked about doing this. He's like, I want to get a photo of in his car and you in your car and then Photoshop horribly like a Lambo behind Mikey.
I might honestly just rent one and just show up, like lease it.
Okay.
You go on tour.
Dean, but here's the thing. If you have
like $500 for a day.
Dean, if you have two BMWs,
at least,
you don't have one. It's like a quarterback. in the NFL. If you got two quarterbacks, okay. you don't have one.
That's wise, dude.
Yeah. That was,
did you know Drew played Division I college football?
Yes, I did know that.
Does the world know that? I feel like it's a slept on.
What did you
not
play?
Only are you a musician
Water
and actor.
Or? UCF.
What did I play?
I was a receiver.
I was a receiver.
Receiving what?
WR, baby. White receiver.
Receiving passes from number 3 overall pick, Blake Bortles.
Oh, yeah. He went to a great team.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Wait.
Played with Blake.
You? Mm-hmm. You played football with Blake Bortles?
I did. I also got very drunk with him many times.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Wow.
I won a fantasy championship with Blake Bortles as my quarterback.
No
because
shit.
You guys sucked. Your team sucked. But what would happen was you had the two who are the
Allen Robinson. Yep.
And basically you guys were always behind and he was just dealing. Yep. And so it was like, it'd be no points. And then that
time.
fourth quarter, so much garbage.
Threw like 35.
Hard-tack cats. We always bring it with him.
He threw like 35 or like 37 touchdowns that year. And it was like, but they won 4 games.
Yes. Yeah.
Like it was ridiculous. Nuts. Yeah. Well, hey,
yeah, so
he was
the team was bad, but he was one of the best fantasy quarterbacks for that reason.
Oh, do you want me to name everybody that's in the NFL? No, I won't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I had the lemonade backstage
at the NFL.
At the NFL.
We'll get us back on track here.
All right, fair enough. My original point. No. About the scene, entertainment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was going to be, so we're going to have a launch party. I think the tentative date right now is going to be the Thursday after the Super Bowl, which I believe will be February 17th.
Okay.
So I think we're going to have a launch party there at Church and Union. It's going to be RSVP. So make sure, by the time you hear this, hopefully we'll have that like locked in and have flyers and things set up. But yeah, basically just going to launch and, kind of really help boost the overall entertainment industry here.
So this is just the tipsy launch.
No, this is
scene.
Okay.
But I think we're gonna find ways to incorporate.
I gave them the dates that I'd be out of town, and they only picked the dates that I'd be out of town.
Really?
I have a really good TikTok idea for like advertising for that.
Okay.
I feel like Dean and I could show up as like scene kids, and we have like like black hair and just so much eyeliner.
We're
on.
Here for the scene party.
And they're like, no,
the scene, like Saw. Oh shit.
And then it shows us just like casually sitting at like everyone's dressed up and we'd have to go
all out though.
We'd have to
go all out with like eyeliner and shit.
Just smoking cigarettes.
You would need someone to film us at the party.
That's so
we're
funny.
Just in the corner by ourselves.
Oh, the scene. That's pretty brilliant. Also, we decided that Mikey's gonna, he paid off his Honda Civic and I wanted to find the most ridiculous body kit you could ever find for it. And look at this.
Oh my God.
You need to do it.
Do it.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not gonna put anything else in it.
Okay.
We both said,
but I'm gonna put some loose like tanks in the back seat.
Yeah,
so like it looks like it just souped out. Yeah, just, you know what I mean? Like, oh, sorry, just move those out of the way.
Like, and you're driving, you're like, you're halfway down on the pedal and you're like, you want to see what the nitrous can do. Pull up a fucking lever, hit a button and just stomp your foot down. On the gas.
She's like, oh shit.
Whoa. Oh my God.
I told her we're getting expensive body kits and then we're just removing the muffler. So it's just loud. And then we're like,
you,
what up?
And I miss you. And
yeah. I hear those cars driving by every night.
Yeah.
I have 4 copies of Downtown. Gone in 60 Seconds loosely flying around the inside of my car.
There's a parody to Fast and Furious.
Really?
Like a scary movie version.
It's on like Amazon or something.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
I kind of want to watch it.
We should watch it.
Yeah.
You could do like movie reviews.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
I've watched more movies than most people on this
planet.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'd like to challenge you on that, but nonetheless.
Dude, I'm a movie machine.
We'll do that. We'll do that another day.
Where were we? Mikey's going to get a souped up Honda Civic
we're gonna do
Drew that. Played football with Blake Bortles.
That brings us to our last little segments here.
Yes.
So we'll start with Drew's hot chicken.
All right. I actually just had hot chicken for lunch.
Me too.
Perfect.
I had a strawberry gorgonzola salad.
It was a hot chicken salad.
Every chicken you guys eat is hot chicken. Because you guys are hot.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, dude.
Gas me up, baby. All right, so hot chicken this week. We're talking football. Perfect. Perfect segue. We're talking NFL. Titans somehow got the number one seed.
I know.
Incredible.
Go Tennessee.
After losing Derrick Henry, their best player.
And Jaguars got the last place.
Jags got the W yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Awesome game. Best game of the year. Trevor Lawrence looked like the number one pick.
Man, and we won that game to solidify our last place that we already had.
Yeah, win the game. Nice. Look good doing it. Number one pick looks great, and we still get the number one pick. So it's like, in the way I kind of see it, it's like you played a shitty round of golf all day long, and you birdie the 18th hole, and you just feel fucking good.
Yeah, so no, that makes sense.
I feel really good. Winning
keeps you going back.
Winning football games.
After 30 years.
As a Jaguars fan, we don't win a lot of football games. But when we do win, I notice how much happier it makes me as a human being. And just generally, my mood is better. Season. Generally, my mood is better after winning. So that's fun. Let's see.
And anyone who says that's stupid is stupid. That's like my new thing. People hate on sports and they hate on music and they hate on video games and they hate on stuff. It's like, why don't you just forget about what everyone else thinks? And if it makes you happy, enjoy it and let other people do it.
Go off.
Like, so, like what do you like? Off. Enjoy it when you're one of those people.
I just, me and Mikey rant about this. Like, it's like, even like us, it's like we can come off as like the immature ones of the group because we're just always like laughing and having fun. And it's like, since when did being a pleasant person imply that like you're not an adult? Like, I still pay my car insurance every month. It's like, what?
You know, I think people
it takes to become an adult.
They affiliate maturity with, I feel like, sadness in a way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's mature to work the 9 to 5 and and there's nothing wrong with doing that.
I hate my job, but that sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Just because we are always choosing happiness, I feel like sometimes we do get looked at like we are immature. When I've had more in depth conversations with Dean about really heavy shit than I've had with anyone, but I'm like, we're not gonna be at a party and talk philanthrophy.
Philanthrophy.
You know?
Philanthropy.
That was the first big word that popped in my head that I almost got right.
I like that.
For that, I feel like it's more of the experiences. Where we get different experiences because we're not doing that normal life. You know, where I talk to friends back home where we're trying to plan trips and they're like, I got two or three weeks out of the whole year.
Yeah, right.
And I have to schedule these trips. I have to schedule the time off. I can only take X amount of time off. Whereas us, we're like,
I can get blacked out on Monday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, the experiences are great. And then we get to, you know, do all these like fun things, meet cool ass people.
Yeah.
Meet incredible people that, you know, everyone else from the outside, they watch them. They listen to them. They're doing that. And it's like, oh, well, we're just kind of
So if you guys want to root for a shitty football team, I'm glad. I'm glad that makes you happy.
I told you, I'm running out of the clock. If we hire Byron Leftwich, I'm fucking out.
You're out?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Would you go all in on Titans?
Either them or the Bucs.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, Nashville is so exciting. You guys remember 2017 with the Preds and their Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Nashville is really fucking exciting when the sports teams
are
good.
Preds are fire.
Playing downtown during all that was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't tell anyone where I was from during that period.
Oh, true. Yeah, good point.
I just said, I'm from Pennsylvania. What part? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I remember like in Pittsburgh, they were like saying, like, if you went to the fish market and you want to buy a catfish, they'd check your license. And if you was from Tennessee, they would not sell it to you.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the interview with the guy who rode over the catfish with his truck, drove it up to Pittsburgh for the game, and saran wrapped it under his jersey. And he said he went through like 11 bottles of Axe spray to get it in there. That's the one where if you look at the picture from that playoff year, it's the one that's like on the ice, the guts are all coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that story like it was yesterday.
That's
like
incredible.
Dedication. I think he was on ESPN, the guy.
That's okay. Awesome.
I love that guy.
But yeah, back on track here.
football, yeah. Oh, and also, I do want to say the game last night, the very last game of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Chargers versus Raiders. I know this isn't music related at all, but it was the craziest fucking thing I think I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it was nuts.
Because if the two teams tie, both of them go to the playoffs. Whatever team wins, they go to the playoffs and the loser is out. And the Steelers are like, okay, just don't tie.
Yes.
And the Steelers are like done. They're like thinking, oh, we're good to go. Dude, insane. I mean, the Chargers tie the game up on the very last play of the game.
The very last play.
They go to overtime And the Raiders, and here's the part where it's like, okay, like, what do they do here? Does either team try to actually win, or do they just like, all right, like, yeah, we'll just kind of like run the clock out. And they were doing that. The Raiders were about to run the clock out, and the Chargers called a timeout. They call a timeout, save some time for whatever reason, and then the Raiders like end up kicking a field goal to win it. Because
and I wonder if that timeout changed their decision.
I think it did, because I'm like, I saw like some videos and stuff on the internet today and last night.
On the internet? Where, wow.
Yeah, the internets, there were two players talking, they're mouthing, and one guy on the Raiders like, yeah, we're going to knee it. We're going to just take a knee. And like both of the team, I've never seen that before where if they fucking tie.
I know. And it could have actually happened.
And I mean, literally they kicked a field goal on the final play of the entire game at the end of overtime.
But also the quarterback of the Raiders, I forget his last name, whatever.
Derek Carr.
He was like interviewing after the game. He's like, no, we decided from the beginning of the game, we're going to, if we have the opportunity to win, we're going to win. We want to win. We don't want to
right.
tie.
Yeah, and I think
that but I'm like, of course, you would say that.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. you want the win on your record, dude. And the stat as a quarterback. Like, you want.
Sure. I can see that.
If you're thinking about an overall legacy, which I'm sure Derek Carr is, like, you don't want to just like have a game like, oh, my stats would have been different if we didn't fudge it for the.
Yeah,
you know? That's weird.
And yeah. I think I could see it. Dude, everybody wanted a tie. I wanted a tie because that would have been. I mean,
that would have been crazy.
It would have been.
I mean, I do hate.
We get it. You hate the Steelers.
I love Mikey.
The funniest thing ever.
Like I said,
can we jump into my bit? Because Dean's list was gonna be.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like a perfect transition.
So we're not calling. Oh, okay, cool. We're not calling Dean Sweet Bass.
No, we decided to pivot.
Yeah, I love that name, Dean's List.
Yeah,
why not?
It is 10 times better. I'll go kill myself.
I mean, no. I mean, Dean's Sweet.
I'm jumping after this.
Dean's Sweet, but bass. Isn't
it? I came up with it as I was typing.
So. I was going to ask, who is your least favorite team from each of the four main sports? Basketball, hockey,
okay.
Football, baseball.
Soccer.
Who is your least favorite team? Right. I hate the LA Galaxy, dude. They are so annoying.
Ever since
LA Galaxy fans?
How do you root for a Galaxy?
Dude, New England Revolution fans, is there anything more annoying? You guys get it, right? New England Revolution fans?
Yeah, they act like they're entitled to the victory.
Seattle Timbers, dude.
We had the River Hounds, but they weren't.
So least favorite, you said Roy, Dean, NFL.
Why don't you start us off, Dean?
NFL who?
My least favorite baseball team is the Yankees.
Okay.
My least favorite basketball team, I mean, it's kind of fluctuated. I do kind of like hate LeBron.
Yeah.
And kind of like hate the Lakers. I'm a Boston Celtics fan.
Ooh.
And the Lakers beat the big three, you know, took a championship. So probably the Lakers. Hockey is actually probably the Penguins, because the Penguins stole that playoff win from the Bruins. What was it? It was like that game six with like 15 seconds left. And it looked like they were going to tie, or it looked like. Yeah, it looked like they were going to tie or something and then go on to another game. And then the Penguins scored like two in a row. And it went from like, we'll see you next game to we're out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it was crushing.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I hate your team. And then football. Fine. Least favorite football team.
I feel like it should be easy.
I mean, I hate all of the AFC East, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the Bills, I guess, are probably the biggest rival right now. I hate the Colts because they did the whole Deflategate thing.
Oh, yeah.
So probably the Colts. True. And they had Peyton Manning, I don't like the Colts.
You should really just hate probably Roger Goodell.
Yeah. I don't like him either. He's a clown.
The team.
I was big on that. Yeah, so that's my four, I guess.
All right.
I mean, I'm up.
Yeah, you got it.
So what do you want me to go with first?
Baseball.
Shoots.
I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
Fuck you, Mikey.
Go ahead.
That's fair. Hockey.
The Bruins.
Football?
The Patriots.
Okay, all right. Gonna sing a trend.
And basketball?
Basketball?
I'm gonna probably have to go with the Celtics.
Okay.
And Larry Bird can eat.
I was just gonna say, is this a Larry Bird thing?
No, actually,
all of those are great answers.
Thank you. I really thought a lot about Dean and those answers.
I don't like having a segment anymore.
All right, D-Bone.
All right, which sport do you want first?
You go, Mike. You tell him. You pick the order.
Baseball.
Okay, I don't really watch baseball. So I was going to say Houston because they cheated.
Ooh, but yeah, okay.
I also kind of like the inventiveness there.
I know. They're banging on trash cans. Banging on a trash can.
Very smart. But yeah, I'll technically say that for now. Or
that's fair.
Yeah, I'd say that.
there's a reason everyone's getting hit by the pitch twice every game on that team because everyone hates them.
Yeah. Next sport.
Why did I say?
Oh, it's your segment.
No.
Oh no, it's not Mikey's list. No, it's fine.
No, honestly, I've just been hitting that pen and I'm slowly losing control of consciousness.
Bic, the Bic pen.
Yeah.
It's football.
Probably the Jaguars.
Okay.
Because I've been a fan for 2 years.
Oh, Dallas.
Hey, just
don't be one of those.
Give me back my Sundays.
Don't be one of those fucking fans. Okay? Oh, one of those self-loathing.
Give me back my
Sundays. I am self-loathing.
Self-loathing.
I hate myself every time I look at myself on Sundays.
You know what? I hate it too, but the Jags are going to be good one day. And when they're fucking good, I'm going to call your ass out if you abandon them.
You know what makes me sympathetic?
Great, I've heard that for 30 years. I used
you're
to be
not
one
the
people.
Guy that's like, they need to do this and run this. You're not the guy that like acts like he knows better. You just genuinely seem hurt by them. And that's what makes
Oh, we're absolutely hurt by them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because at this point, I mean, they literally had the opportunity for best quarterback to come out of college in probably a decade.
Yeah.
You got Urban Meyer coming out as a coach, which, you know, you thought like there's a chance this could be,
it's a real
this could be great. But fuck, that was bad.
Yeah. Urban Meyer.
Didn't even make it through the season.
This was the worst season. Like, this was definitely the worst season in Jaguars history,
like, including last year.
Yeah. No, just because, of not just the on field shit, but the off field, it was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just embarrassing. Every fucking week, it was something.
What was the other sport?
Hockey.
Hockey. I'm going to say the Florida Panthers, just because I hate a lot of things South Florida.
Okay.
Like, I just hate that fan base.
Mm-hmm. I used to have Tim Thomas after he played in the Bruins.
Thomas.
I'll be honest, like, not to cut you off, I like the Steelers a lot. The fans can be just kind of. It is like a cult thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like
a lot of people in Steel City only have.
Just like the state of Michigan.
That's like the Miami Hurricanes and the Dolphins. Ugh, worst people. Except for Grant Fisher. Grant Fisher's a good person, obviously.
Is he like the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Justin, though.
You know what?
What other sport did I have left? Oh, yeah. Basketball. Don't really watch it, but yeah, I don't like LeBron. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same thing. Basketball, it's like whatever team LeBron's on. Don't like them. I also don't like the Celtics because fuck Boston.
We started the big three.
They win too much. No,
I'm also a Magic fan.
The fact that Boston just gets to enjoy fucking win after win after win.
Yeah.
And you have Tom Brady for 20 years.
You're just in an unfortunate era, though.
And then I love Tom Brady.
You had the Red Sox curse. The Patriots sucked all through the 80s.
That's true. Okay, fair.
You're just born in a bad time. But it was... not always good.
I don't like the Miami Heat. I'm with D-Bone on that. Not a fan of the South Floridians.
Big three Miami Heat might be my least favorite basketball team of all time. Dwayne Wade, Bosh, James.
Listen, I was in Orlando. I was in college
when
LeBron at UCF when LeBron went to Miami. The amount of people that came out of nowhere, because half of UCF is South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
the amount of people that just all of a sudden were the most annoying
Heat fans.
Heat fans was horrible. Like it was a horrible existence.
It was like our first version of COVID in Florida.
Like, seriously, dude.
Just Heat fans.
Straight up, man.
It was terrible.
I don't like the NBA anymore at all. I can't stand what they do. Just I don't know, the amount of entitlement and just how hypocritical they are. Can't stand it.
Are you we should let he have one more sport.
And I did basketball. Football. So I was born in Chicago.
Are you a Kyrie fan though? You support Kyrie right now?
I do.
The most wanted.
Good for him.
The unvaccinated.
If you don't,
the player that wouldn't get vaccinated that they had to bring back into the league because all the vaccinated players had COVID.
So funny, dude.
Wow, wow, wow.
And don't yell at me, everyone. I'm just telling you what happened.
Fitting.
How
fucking fitting.
Crazy.
That one incredible saga that is. So I was born in Chicago, which makes me a Bears fan.
Chirac.
Moved to Jacksonville when I was 9 or 10, so that's just to give you an idea of why I'm a Jags fan.
So I've been suffering longer than you with the Jaguars.
So I get to suffer with not only the Jags but also the fucking Bears too.
True.
So anyway, the Bears, obviously the Packers, my number one. My entire existence on earth has been dominated by two motherfuckers named Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
You should hate the Packers more than the Patriots. Someone was just talking about
100%
that. Because they have no one alive right now has had a bad Packers team. If you're a Packers fan,
no,
it's true.
Like, always been really good.
So my entire life, the Bears have been owned by the Packers.
Yeah,
my entire life, and it's like, okay, Brett Favre leaves, and you're like, all right, he's gone. Then Aaron Rodgers comes and he's better.
Yeah.
He's even better. He's like one of the best ever. So they just shit down my throat every fucking yeah. year. Every year. They so do. I hate the Packers. Let's see. What am I missing? Baseball.
Yeah.
Cubs fan. So fuck the Cardinals. Also the Red Sox.
Fair.
Just and Yankees. And then hockey. Blackhawks/Preds.
I do hate the Blackhawks too.
Yeah. I guess I don't like the St. Louis Blues. I don't like the Bruins because, you know, Boston, everything still.
I feel like hockey, I used to always say this, hockey, you hate, I hated the most teams. I had reasons to hate a lot of different teams.
That's true.
Like, yeah. I hated the Blackhawks.
I think it's because it's more physical. You can play dirtier.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah, and certain teams, really, and it's like a small guys. Team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you hit my boy.
Well, yeah. You have the enforcers that go out there and literally just fight people.
You watch that that's first line playing together yeah. like every game, yeah. and then someone's messing with like your boy, and you're like, no.
And I try not to hate the Lightning, but we know so many people are Lightning fans, and they're, of course, now in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So natural, like Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the Lightning are on fire because Tom Brady's there.
I know. That's true.
Just via osmosis.
You get beautiful weather, great beaches, and then winning teams.
It is hard.
It is hard if Nashville, if I always say, like, if we had a beach, I would never tour ever again.
Yeah.
You would have to drag me off Broadway.
That is the one thing that we're missing.
If I could walk down there to the beach that didn't smell like catfish.
What if they made just a fake beach?
Yeah, like Adventure Landing. We just make a giant Adventure Landing for adults.
Shout out Jacksonville.
Yeah,
there you go.
It went out of business.
Who wants to fund it?
Yeah, it went out of business.
It went out of business. Okay, so don't use that as the example when you're looking for
it. Adventure Landing was like a water park. They had a water
roller coaster. With Band-Aids in it. Just a lot of Band-Aids.
No, yeah, but dude, they had one of those half pipes, one of those two half pipes. They had sick.
They had the butt funnel too.
They had go-karts, they had miniature golf, they had arcade, laser tag, all that shit. It was awesome.
That'd be sick.
Dude, it was insane.
It's beautiful. Place.
Yeah, but think of all the piss from Broadway.
Okay, but
all the piss from Broadway.
Yes, get rid of that scooter lane. Hey, Drew and I are running for mayor.
Yes, here we go.
Of 2023. So it's 2022. Might as well start campaigning now. Yeah, Bone East, 23. We'll be turning the scooter lane into a lazy river in Nashville.
I'm in.
Yeah.
So you got my vote, dude.
Well, wait, what was the other thing on our agenda?
Restoring Fifth Avenue.
Yes, yes. Renaming.
So Ubers don't get lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Renaming. And also Fifth and Broadway makes sense.
Yeah.
And 505 makes sense.
Yeah.
So on and so forth.
and I can keep counting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that. What else? What else can we do?
I don't know.
Send us your ideas.
Yeah, send us your ideas. Bonies 23.
For administration.
T-shirts, hats, the whole nine yards.
Our platform.
The only really competition we have, I think, in the campaign world is Ryan Nelson and Brian Fraser.
Oh, yeah.
Are they running, too?
Yeah. Well, Ryan's been running, I think, for about 5 or 10 years for mayor.
No, really?
I am bigger
Why
than
don't
John
we
Cooper.
All know? I feel like we could really get him elected.
Yeah, well...
That'd be
he's been on like a grassroots campaign where he doesn't tell anyone.
But I want him
super covert.
Yeah, I mean John Cooper.
Is this how this campaigning works?
I hear he's really short, and so you know,
and you're
for
tall.
Whatever that's right.
Yeah. He has like apparently 4 or 5 RVs on his property.
Yeah.
Ooh. Was one of them the Christmas Day RV?
He's down one.
I don't want to. But I did see a picture of him and Toby Keith. Together.
I'm just asking questions. That's all I do. I just ask questions.
Oh God. Well, maybe we shouldn't put the part where I accuse John Mayer.
John Cooper, Mayer.
Mayer.
John Mayer John Cooper. Mayer. Oh, this does God. Feel like a good time though to remind everyone about Toby Keith, Mikey. I'll let you take it from here.
I do have a theory.
Strong theory.
More of a strong hunch that it's true that Toby Keith is funding the Taliban.
Yeah.
And Dean and I will be making Handy Rouser merch featuring a menu off of Toby Keith's Allah Akbar and Grill. There'll be drink specials, a buy one, get one free beer tower.
Which costs $9.11.
Oh, God.
We'll also be selling George W. Bushwhackers. And I really think we're on to something here.
I mean, no one's profited more off terrorism than that man.
No. That's now we're coming in for second place. You guys can choose to not include this. But it's
we're good. Yeah, we stop there.
And that's incredible. Yeah,
boom. Yeah. Boom. I mean, that's
do we have more? Was there more?
If there's more, let it rip and we'll cut it.
Man, I think we might end up just splitting this into two again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a two part for sure.
Could be two.
Man, we're sober and we're pulling out.
I feel like
I haven't talked in 2 months, though.
Yeah, I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Honestly, there are a couple things that I didn't really get to finish, but it's not that important, and it got even better, like not finishing it off.
So you're saying you were edging a little bit? A
little bit.
That's what the ladies always tell me. It's better when you don't finish.
No, this never happens.
That was a more tempting.
I swear.
Well, I mean, I think that's about it in terms of everything we need to cover here today. Any last plugs for you guys?
Anything? Bone East 23.
Yeah.
Scene launch party.
Fat Tuesday Thursday, for Tipsy.
Thursday after Super Bowl. So February 17th.
Okay.
Dean, Mikey.
I will say if you want to follow our meme account, Handy Rouser, which is Randy Houser, just mix the letters around a little bit. You'll figure it out.
No, it has nothing to do with Randy Houser.
No, nothing about him. It's the concept.
No, we don't even really like his music that much.
I don't follow him.
It has nothing to do.
You don't follow him or Arby's.
Also, I did, before tour and stuff happened, I was pushing Twitch, and I did hit the affiliate number.
Oh.
But I'm going to start back up streaming again, so stay tuned. At Miguel Potato, and as well as Handy Rouser will... I'm not sure what platform we'll be on, but we'll be playing Call of Duty a lot and talking about memes and music and whatnot.
So. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Buy Dogecoin.
Well, yeah, I think that's about it. It's good to have everyone back here.
Feels
for season two of the Tipsy Pod. We'll see how far we take this one. I think that's about it.
Great.
All right.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming, boys.
See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
That's fine. That was bad.